Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine. I am so excited that you are joining us today for Whiplash Talk on BBS Radio and all of my syndicated stations. I want to thank BBS and all the stations for carrying Whiplash Talk. We could not do this and get the word out there without you. And a special thanks to all of my subscribers. You may not think that $2.99 makes a difference, but it makes a huge difference. It keeps us on the air, and it keeps us getting the word out there to people that are a little clueless about what's going on in the world. So if you are interested in joining the Sunshine Whiplash crew, you can always go to bbsradio.com/whiplashtalk and subscribe to my show. I have a very exciting guest with me today. I am so excited to introduce him to you. But first, just a really quick recap, because a lot of people sometimes tune in for the first time and don't understand why Whiplash Talk was birthed. My mother passed away in January of 2023, and my partner Bill passed in March of 24, and I found myself right in the middle of my own personal whiplash. And I was very close to my mother, and I was struggling. And I looked for someone else going through the healing, as they say, I'm doing air quotes, you can't see them, but the dark night of the soul process, and only found what I call cleaned fish that didn't smell and that they were already through their, you know, 7-year process. And I'm like, that's not working for me. I need someone that's in the trenches, that's dirty, that stinks, and that is going to help me get through this process. So I didn't find anybody. So I thought, well, I'll be that person. So I launched Whiplash Talk to be the person that others could relate to as they walked through their whiplash journey on their dark night of the soul. So shortly after Bill passed and the true whiplash dark night of the soul hit me, I found that it was like swimming through mud. I could not make any progress. And it was daunting. And so fast forward to today, the show has morphed into more of a disclosure of information that is a whiplash experience for most people. We have an amazing guest today on Whiplash Talk, and I am so excited to jump right into the middle of our interview. But first, I want to properly introduce our guest to you. Dave Weiss, as known as Flat Earth Dave, is a prominent proponent of the Flat Earth theory and frequently appears on podcasts and interviews to discuss his views on the Flat Earth model, gravity, and Antarctica. However, he was not always a believer. Dave was born and raised on the East Coast of the United States, where he began his flat earth journey after leaving his corporate job to start his own company. Rumor has it, as a hobby, Dave hosted a conspiracy comedy show for a few years in New York City. And at the urging of his fans, he looked into what he believed to be a ridiculous notion called, air quote, flat earth. Dave set out to disprove this conspiracy and discovered, to his surprise, the facts convinced him differently. Dave is now on a mission to wake up the world to the flat earth. Flat Earth Dave, I guarantee you, Flat Earth Dave interview on Whiplash Talk is going to be fun and trippy and mind-blowing. And that, at the very least, you will leave asking yourself, is the earth really flat? Dave, are you with us? Can you tell me, is the earth really flat?
It depends on your definition of flat. Like, if you look at your kitchen table, is it flat? You'd say, well, yes, it is. But then if you got an electron microscope, it would look like a mountain range.
True.
So we live on a topographical level, horizontal, non-rotating, non-moving plane. And the entire makeup of that is a much longer story, but the flat earth is not a theory. It's funny how believers call it the flat earth theory. Truth is, the globe religion is the most ridiculous theory of all. It defies all science. It defies all logic. And most people that defend it don't even know their own model. When I talk to somebody, I said, flat or globe? They go, of course, it's a globe. I say, what's the radius? What's the circumference? How fast is it spinning? How far is the sun? How did they figure out how far the sun was? And you know what? And don't, people don't realize that the Earth is supposedly moving in four different directions at once. And then I say, do you think you're the right person to be defending the globe? And they're like, oh, absolutely, the Earth is a globe. And I'm like, why? They're like, well, photos. You know, if I showed you a photo of me in Narnia, does that mean Narnia is real? So again, this is the I'll quote my one of my favorite podcasts, Crow 777 Radio, 2 hours in Crow. And he says, belief is the enemy of knowing, right? Belief is easy. You can believe anything and then you're done. So... go smoke a joint, take a nap. Doesn't matter. I live in Connecticut, sunshine. Okay.
Huh? Right.
So where do I live?
You said you lived in Connecticut.
Do you believe it or do you know it?
I don't know it, but I believe what you're saying, but right. You're right. I do not know that.
So most of the things that we have stored in our minds are beliefs, even though we read them in school textbooks. The fact that it's written in a textbook written by the Rockefellers, put into the public school system, does that mean it's true? And how do you get a degree? How do you get an advanced degree, a college degree, a professor's degree? You memorize and you regurgitate. You don't challenge. You don't change things. You memorize and regurgitate. And if you're a good memorizer, you can get a degree. You get a certificate on your wall that says, trust me, I've got a pocket protector and a white lab coat. You have to believe everything I tell you. And it's a sad state of affairs when the world is that way. People are like, well, you got to go peer reviewed. Peer reviewed is just a club of people that all agree on the same thing. You can't, you know, if you were the Candle Makers Association, you know, 150 years ago, and somebody says, I got an idea for electric light bulb. They're like, nope, we're not going to peer review that because that's going to put us out of business. And it's the world that we live in. And, you know, the topics that you, you know, bring up on your show, all, you know, people say when you get someone to start listening to Flat Earth, they quickly, after asking a couple of questions, you know, how do seasons work? How do tides work? How do sunset over the ocean work? And when you start explaining all of these things clearly and effectively, and they say, well, what difference does it make? I still have to go to work on Monday. And that's where they have you. That's where they have you. They want you to not even question it and think that it doesn't matter. But the truth is, this is the foundation for all the lies. We wouldn't have child trafficking if we knew where we live and we knew who we were. We wouldn't have, you know, you wouldn't spend all your life paying for energy, right? Think about this. If you didn't have to pay for electricity for your house, so in the summer, where are you? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in the Midwest.
In the Midwest, you can crank your AC up so there's icicles on the window in July. Feel free. Keep it up all the time. And in the winter, you can turn your house into a sauna. It doesn't matter. Your car, you got unlimited fuel for it. Would that change your life if you didn't have to pay for electricity, gas?
Come on, Nikola Tesla. Yes, preach it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that energy is here. It's everywhere. And then also, you know, who runs the world? Big Pharma runs the world. They run all the governments and everything. And so if you have a machine, I'm actually looking at one right now in my room with me that literally, I call it, I don't say that it cures anything. I say it's a machine that makes you feel better. And some of the side effects are that your cancer goes away, that your, that your Parkinson's stops, goes away. You know, it's a side effect. So all of that technology, all of that information, it's all being hidden from us. And it's all about controlling us. So what difference does it make? It makes all the difference in the world. This is the single most important topic above child trafficking. Now, don't get me wrong. Child trafficking is horrifying. It's just horrifying what's going on with that. But they wouldn't be able to get away if people weren't scared, spinning out of control, lost in a godless universe. If they knew what they were, who they were, the true power that we have, how our thoughts create our reality, then, you know, but people will fight against Flat Earth. I did. I fought against it. I was like, no way. I wouldn't watch a 1 minute video. But when my friend Sophia Smallstorm, who wrote 9/11 Mysteries and Unraveling Sandy Hook in Five Dimensions, he's like, hey, Dave, you have to, I think the Earth might be flat. And I was like, not you too. And like, here, watch this. She sent me Mark Sargent's Clues. And it's coming out at the time in 2014 and a couple other videos. And listen, I don't just watch a video and go, oh, I believe that now. It's on YouTube. I believe it. No, YouTube is like the world. There's crap and there's good stuff. You got to sort it out. And some people take the time and effort and money to put experiments and documentaries together to educate you. Like if you had to go out and do the stuff they do in like an hour documentary, it would take you a year and it would cost you thousands of dollars. But somebody did it for you and documented it for you so you can look at it, view it, and then go do it yourself if you want. So all the information's out there. The problem is, the hard thing is getting people to look. You know the saying, you can lead a man to knowledge, but you can't make them think critically about the shape of the earth.
So that's so good. And man, you're hitting the nail on the head, because when we are talking about and trying to get this truth out, some of the formats that we're able to talk on, you talk about some screening and some censoring that goes on. And that is the one main reason why I'm on BBS, because they absolutely do not censor. Whoever wants to be on here can come on and say their piece. And so you're right. You can go on YouTube and there's good stuff. And there's like, spit out the bone stuff. And I do find that whenever I do start talking about unique subjects like we're talking about today, that sometimes, like before we started recording, you know, you have issues that you haven't had before, you know, and it's like, wow, it is amazing how there's energy that works for and energy that works against. And I'll leave it at that. But
yeah,
I really, you're preaching to the choir here. Everything you've said is spot on for me. I want to know more about, let me start with this. So you look at Antarctica back a few years ago, and it was this little bitty tiny white spot on a map. And then now that they've had and kind of released some rules that say you have to disclose what's out there on your maps. Now Antarctica is massive. It's huge. And then you look at the oceans and you see all of these lines going back and forth where things travel under the water. And I'm curious, when you were doing your flat earth digging, did Antarctica help sway you one way?
Oh, absolutely. It's funny, you know, all the countries in the world, we're all at war with each other, fighting each other, hate each other. But all the countries in the world agree on two things. Nobody can independently explore the North Pole, and nobody can independently explore beyond 60 degrees south.
And what?
That's one thing. That's only one thing. The North and the South, I count that as one. There's no independent exploration of the North or the South. And then the thing is, everyone must be a human pincushion because of the COVID's thing. And they both agree on that. The Antarctic Treaty is the longest treaty in the history of treaties, and it can't even be questioned until the year 2040, which is interesting because NASA has a model of all of the eclipses and everything that's going to happen. And then the model only goes to 2040, the same year that the Antarctic Treaty expires, which is really weird. Maybe that's a coincidence.
What do you think about that?
Well, you have to understand what this world is, right?
Yeah.
We don't want a lumpy, wet rock spinning with smooth water that curves with a high pressure air system adjacent to a vacuum without a container. You can't have gas without a container, right? So, and we can prove that. We can prove that gravity doesn't hold gas down, and we can do experiments, real science. Flat earthers love doing science. Globers love saying the word science, right? They go, science. Physics, right? Well, we do the science, we do the physics. And once you do it, you can't unsee it. So when you talk about Antarctica, they have Antarctica as a little continent at the bottom of the globe, and it's about 10,000 miles around. The funny thing is, anytime anyone tries to circumnavigate it pre-treaty, when you were allowed to circumnavigate it, they didn't just go 10,000 miles. Captain Cook was the last one.
Yep.
It took him 3.5 years. He went 68,000 miles. Now think, 68,000 miles when the equator, the biggest circle, is only 25,000 miles.
What does that mean, Dave?
So the way you have to look at the flat earth is this. Let's scale it down. Let's say we live in a pond and we live in a lake. And then we're going to Kansas. We got a lake that's 100 miles across. That's a big lake, right?
Right.
And at the center of the lake, we have an island, and there's a big there's a mid-sized mountain on it, right? Just, you know, there's a mountain on there, and it's a magnetic mountain, really strong neodymium magnet. We'll just say that. This is a lake. So you're 25 miles out of the lake, which means you're halfway to the center, right? Once you're 25 miles from shore, you don't see the shore anymore. Perspective, not Earth curve, makes it so you just can't see. So you take out your compass trying to find out where you are, and your needle is going to point where? Right to the center of the lake, right? And 90 degrees to that is east or west. Well, if you start going west in your boat, you're going to have to constantly turn to the right to maintain a heading of 270 west, because your needle is going to keep turning, trying to point towards the center. Go out in your yard, take your right arm and point it at a tree, right? And then try to walk forward while your right arm's pointing at that tree, but stay pointing at the tree. You have to keep turning to the right to maintain that needle pointing towards the magnetic north.
Right.
East and west are the only way to circumnavigate on a flat Earth. East and west circumnavigate on a globe, work also. But on a globe, you should be able to circumnavigate south. But guess what? Nobody has ever done it. No one has ever flown south and popped up on the other side of Antarctica. No one's ever done it. So you're on this lake. There's islands in this lake, and you go jumping from island to island on your sailboat or airplane. And you keep going west, and you come back to where you started from. Let's call all those islands continents.
Okay.
The magnetic north is the North Pole. So now you say, you know what? I want to go south. Which direction on the lake is south? Every direction away from the center. If you and I were at the center of the lake, and we both had our backs to leaning against the mountain, but we're on opposite sides of the mountain, and we both started walking forward in opposite directions, we're both going south because north is behind us. And if we keep walking or sailing or whatever, when you get to the edge of the flat Earth lake, you don't fall off a lake. You step up on the land. So when we both get to the land that holds that, you know, large bodies of water at rest need containment. Your bathtub needs containment. Move the side of your bathtub, the water's gone. Move the side of a pond, the water's gone. Right?
Right.
Guess what? Out of all the continents on Earth, Antarctica is over double the height of the second highest average elevation of a continent. Antarctica is the shoreline of our world. So we're getting into the size of Antarctica. So Antarctica is the land that goes all the way around and contains our water. So if we get off that lake and we start walking away, you know, like, remember, this is a small scale world. A mile away, you look back, you can't even see the lake anymore. So where are you? We're on Antarctica, right? Antarctica could be 100 or 1,000 or a million times bigger than the rest of the world combined. We don't know. What happens if you walk 10 miles away, 20 miles away, and then you came to another lake? What is that? Is that a whole nother world? Right? And if there's more land out there in other lakes, you might call that extra territory, extra terra. If somebody lived out there on the extra territory, what might you call them? An extra terrestrial. From where? The outer space. But again, before I start speculating what's beyond the shoreline of Antarctica, we're not allowed to independently explore, I'll have to say clearly that we do not need to speculate to prove that we don't live on a spinning, lumpy, wet rock in a space vacuum. We live on a topographical level, non-rotating, horizontal plane. And that's provable from your own backyard.
That is so good. That is so good. I think I shared with you whenever we were talking about bringing you on the show, I shared with you because you want to know who you're talking to and kind of where they stand on things. And you asked the question, like, where do you stand on flat Earth? And
I'll upright.
Just, pardon me?
You stand upright, not upside down. You stand upright.
Right. Exactly. That's funny. There's the comedian in you. So I shared with you that I believe that what we've been told is our little playpen is massive compared to the playpen that we've been told it is. And that I do believe that you've talked all around it. I do believe that we've got an electromagnetic field kind of holding us in our little prison planet, as they call it, in that area. And outside of that is a whole new world. And for us to believe that everybody's perfect and everybody loves each other and everybody sings kumbaya, on the planet in the playpen. But then outside, as you say, YouTube has good and bad. Outside of our walls is good and bad. There are a lot of, I believe, benevolent beings that love and care for us and want good for us. But there are some others that truly mean very much ill will. Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt. You done?
I'm done. You take it over and I'll jump in again.
Yeah. So I was a big, space alien believer, and there's got to be more life. We're always taught, it'd be egotistical to think that we're the only place where life has evolved, and Neil deGrasse Tyson with all his nonsense, right? Think about this. That space is scientifically impossible. It breaks all the laws of physics. You can't have a vacuum next to high pressure. Life doesn't come from a lightning strike. They want us to believe a Jesuit priest made up the Big Bang. Once upon a time, there was nothing. It exploded, became everything. Then lightning struck, after these rocky balls and gas balls separated themselves, leaving a space vacuum. And lightning struck created a DNA, and it turned into amoeba, and it grew a tail and became a fish. And then it grew legs and climbed out of the water, found another sexy fish and turned into a monkey. And then the monkey had a defective baby that was human. I mean, that's what they want us to believe, right? That we're just random nothingness. When the truth is, we are incredibly designed for this world by the Creator. This place was built for us with infrastructure. It is amazing what this place is, and people will fight to defend their slavery. If you had a mountain lion, a big tiger, whatever, as a pet, and you lived on a quarter acre fenced in, he'd be pissed. He'd be walking up and down that fence. He'd just want to get the hell out of there. So then you go and you buy a ranch and 50 acres. He's doing better, but when he sees that fence, he's going to want to go over the fence at some point, right? Put a human in 500,000 acres, 500 million acres, 500 million square miles. When he sees the fence, he wants the other side of that fence. So how do they do it? They take them. So remember the lake that we're on and Antarctica, cut it out, leaving just a we'll call it the ice wall around it, and then wrap it around a ball and scrunch all of that together and say, oh, that's Antarctica on the bottom. And so they have us believing that we live on a ball. So there is no place to go, Truman, right? You just need nothing else to explore. And that's what they have us. They have us in a perpetual virtual prison that we can't see the bars, right? We go to work. We work our whole lives away. They want us sick and tired. They calcify our pineal glands after they brainwash us as children, with all this space propaganda. Kindergarten kids are learning about the sun and the moon and which goes around which. I remember the worksheet I got, right?
Yes.
And I remember it was either kindergarten or maybe it was first grade. I don't know. Teacher brings us outside to teach us about gravity. He has a bucket of water and a rope and swings it around and says, that's gravity. And as a little kid, I said, but wait a minute. If we live on a globe, and I grabbed the globe, I said, the water's on the outside. It's not on the inside. And the teacher rubs his beard with his two fingers. And he's like, and he goes and gets the book. And I remember the book had so many highlights in different colors. It's like, how many teachers have used this book? Right. And he reads me the half a paragraph. And he goes, that's how they tell me to teach it. So that's how I'm going to teach it. But you keep asking questions. And then I went and I remembered I played on the swing and I didn't give it a second thought after that. Until 40 some odd years later, I started questioning the world that we live in. And let me tell you something. No flat earther is upset that they found out about flat earth. Yeah, sometimes it causes problems. In 2014, you become a flat earther, you get a lot of ridicule. Now you tell someone the earth might be flat, they're like, really? Tell me more. I heard something about that. What about Antarctica? They're going to start asking questions because we're reaching that critical mass right now. On my app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app that breaks all the algorithms and teaches people about flat earth, I have 223,000 or 224,000 people on the friend finder. There's more people on the app where people can find other people. They actually have a dating thing on the app where you can find other like-minded people in, within whatever radius you select. I had a corporate job. I worked in solar business and for a big company. And then I left and started my own company, doing really well. And I walked away from it all because when I realized the earth was flat, I realized which direction the world or everything was going in. I realized there is no future if we don't wake up and somebody's got to do it. So I literally dedicated my life to this. And I had created the app. It was originally free, but then I started adding more and more things to it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to charge $3 for the app. $2.99. And that way I can keep adding more features to it and afford to run this thing. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And then I was thinking of leaving my own business, everything I worked my whole life for. And I was like, this is crazy. And then, I asked for a couple signs from God and holy moly, did I get sign smacked. And and I walked away from everything I worked my entire life for. And I said the app was making just enough money to pay. I went home to pay my bills one day, and the money that came in from the app, literally, I had a dollar left over when I was done paying my bills. I was like, that's a sign. And so I walked away from the people like, you're doing this for money. You're charging $3 for the truth. You know, I'm like, yeah, I walked away from money. I didn't do this for money. I did this to help free people's minds. Nothing makes me happier than unlocking someone's mind from the globe matrix. And so all my stuff can be found at flatearthdave.com. I just want to say that for anyone that's listening, flatearthdave.com. Check out my socials there and just watch a few of my video interviews. I love the audio interviews. They're a lot less stressful because in the video interviews, I'm pulling up videos. I'm thinking, I'm multitasking. Right. Now I'm chilling. I got a glass of water. I'm feeling really good. I want to say one thing. This isn't a physical fight. We're not in a fight with flesh and blood. Before I discovered flat earth, I pretty much was an atheist. I think I just didn't believe in any God because I was retarded, right? I have to tell you, I mean, period. And I want to read I always pronounce wrong, Ephesians 6:12, is that how you say it? For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So what they're telling us there is this is a spiritual war we're in. And you know how you win a spiritual war? You tell people God doesn't exist and there is no such thing as a spiritual war. And then you are powerless.
That's exactly right. That is very, very good. And Ephesians.
Ephesians, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I got it. Good.
No, I was just gonna add to that. I came out of religion, birthed into it, religion, and all of that. And then I've come to the knowledge that we're so hoodwinked because they teach you to go outside for your power and to look to somebody else for the power, as opposed to.
I was just gonna bring that up.
There you go. So we are source.
Yeah. 1775 or somewhere, some Bible from the 1700s. Basically, the Bible tells you that God is within you and then we all have a God within us. And all of the bishops and the Jesuits, they all got together and said, we need to remove this from the Bible. We need to remove that you can connect with God yourself, and we need to make them come through our institutions. And all of the religious institutions they put themselves as a middleman to control you. So organized religion, not a fan at all. Right. No. I was like, wait a minute. The Christians tell you you're going to go to hell unless you have the Bible. Like, what about the person living in the Amazon and they don't have a Bible? Like, this is nonsense. I walked away from all of that as a young teenager. I went to one Bible study. I went on a trip with Young Life and they were going to do a Bible study. I'm like, oh, Bible study. And I'm a non-practicing Jewish born. And so I went on this trip because all my friends were going and I was like, and I was like, I'm going to go. And I went to Bermuda. It was awesome. Then we go to the edge of this cliff and I was like, we're going on a hike. And it's like, all right, everyone sit down. And he's like, we're going to do a little Bible reading. I was like, that felt a little awkward. And the first verse he reads was the story of, I forget which one it was, but anyone that knows the Bible would be, where the stars fell to the earth.
Yeah.
And I said, that's ridiculous. A star would eat the earth. That's like saying, a yoga ball fell on a grain of sand, right? And I from that point on, I would never even consider anything in the Bible as being real. Right. When the truth is, it's the best history and science book out there.
It is.
Yeah.
No, you're spot on that. There's so much in there that is good, but it has been twisted with the different iterations that have been translated, the transliterations, as I would call them. have been bad. And it's been all programmed by, you know, the five families, that one of which you mentioned earlier, by the five families to basically keep us in this prison mentality, this slave mentality, and not go within to know really who we are as source and as source energy within us, because we are incredibly powerful beings. And learning to find that source in you and to pull on that, that is where our power is. And that is what's happening with you doing your flat earth work, and with other people that I know and that I've worked with, you know, Q doing his work, et cetera, and so forth, helping people understand that, okay, you're kind of on the, you're on the Truman Show. You really are on the Truman Show.
Yeah.
And people laugh about how close the Simpsons are. Like, the Simpsons had a show like that, and now it's really happening. It's like Truman Show. Wake up.
There's so much stuff. There's so much amazing content on YouTube, but you'll never find it. Unless you know the channel name and the exact video. And that's, you know, how would you know that unless you already seen the video? That's why on my app I created, I have a daily video every day. I just tell people, don't believe anything. Just every morning when you're having your coffee or tea or whatever, just click the daily video and watch it. I try to put short ones on during the week, longer ones on the weekend, and just watch that video. And if you happen to watch the video that comes up next, it's not a YouTube, it's not a Google pick of an anti-flat earth video. It's another good video. And then if you have questions, go to the frequently asked questions page. And there's, you know, people, when someone says there's no proof of flat earth, I have flashcards on there. There's 225 flat earth proofs, and you can send them to people. Just, you know, I have one friend was saying, you know, they've been trying to convince a friend of theirs that lives, you know, wherever they live. And every morning he just forwards another one of the flashcards to him every morning. Every morning at the same time, he just sends him another flashcard, and they're short, right? And so the person will read it, and then, you know, and it worked. They're now a flat earther.
Yeah. I know it's kind of funny because I have looked at it. There was a video I saw, and it was overseas. I want to say it was in Italy by listening to the language that was going on in the background, but I'm not sure. But it was a video that I saw that it was like air raid sirens were going off in the background. And then they were showing to where artillery was being fired up into the sky while this was going on. And then all of a sudden you saw what appeared to be a rip in the atmosphere, not too high up, and a rip. And then all of a sudden, just this wall of what appeared to be water falling through. And it was in a mountainous region. And I was like, dear God, not literally, but my goodness, look at that. And did that get out into the masses? No. And I wasn't able to save it, and I can't find it again. But I was like, that was incredible. And like you say, you can't find the things unless you really, really know where to look.
I have all of the videos are all archived on the app. There's a video search on there. And it'll only feed you good stuff. The key to finding out where we live is free and independent exploration of Antarctica and the North Pole. And they took away airships. Do you know about airships?
Are you talking about the
Hindenburg?
The Hindenburg, yeah.
Yeah, so the Hindenburg was a PSYOP. It was a setup to demonize airships, hydrogen and helium. So that was hydrogen, and it made that big explosion. So now you can't have hydrogen, and they say there's a helium shortage. Isn't it funny that NASA controls like 99% of the helium on Earth? NASA,
right.
People, right? So there used to be airships. Now I'm not talking about the Goodyear blimp with, you know, six people in the little pod underneath. I'm talking cruise ships in space, thousands of people with dining halls, with suites, with dance floors, with restaurants, shopping. Elevators, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and right. These things were flying all over the earth. Amazing. On my app, I have an old world section. Amazing stuff. Absolutely mind blowing. That page alone will keep you busy forever. It's mind. You know what? I think it was Eddie Bravo or Sam Tripoli said, I was kind of bummed when I found out about flat earth, because I realized I'll never have my mind blown that hard again. Right? Like, hey, that's, you know, what's bigger than flat earth? The old world is bigger than flat earth. Okay. It is mind blowing. Have you looked into the Cabbage Patch Kids? Have you looked into the orphan trains? It is never ending. Giants. It's a Star Force. Yeah. It's all there. Yep. The giant trees, right?
Yep.
You know,
cut down trees that they call like mesas as opposed to a cut down petrified tree. Yeah.
There's a guy named channel's Hangman 1128 or something like that. He's he's on the old world section. He identified a tree that is 80 miles in circumference.
No. Is it over in Australia?
No, United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
This world is not what we think it is. And here's the thing. Flat earthers know two things for sure. One, the earth is not a globe in a space vacuum, which violates natural law. And two, we don't know a lot. We know that for sure. Globers think they know everything, and they know absolutely nothing except pure pseudoscience.
That's really good. I know that the people that have listened, you know, that are with me on Whiplash Talk, and the ones that have, you know, hung in there with me and through the changes and through the growth, and they are hungry, and they want truth, and they will love this show. And I'm excited about your app. I saw it. I have not loaded it yet. I probably will avoid the dating app.
Hold on. The dating app, it's I call it more of the matchmaker, because when you become a flat earther, it's good to have someone else on the same page as you, because all you want to do is talk about this. So like, if you go out on a date, like, all right, I really like this guy. He's really, you know, then you're like, how do I tell him about flat earth? Right. At least on this, you know, that all of these people are unjabbed. They're all aware. They get it. They know. And it's amazing. We're having conferences all over the place. There's a whole bunch of conferences this year. I'm in Arizona in September, I think. And then also the Truther Con is in October in Dallas, Fort Worth area. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the other one is internationaltruthexpo.com. And they're a couple of weeks apart. I'll be speaking at those. Anybody that is in that part of the United States or wants to travel, it's going to be amazing. One of them, the internationaltruthexpo.com, Ace Baker. Do you know who he is from the 9/11 PSYOPRA?
Yep.
I love his work, and I'm excited to be on the same stage with him and just talk to him. So
that'll be good.
Yeah. Again, what difference does it make? I still have to go to work on Monday. Why would they lie? What benefit is there? These are the best questions and the easiest to really understand why all this is being done. It's about control. It's about it's about control. And the way they do that is they hide God, they hide resources, they hide everything.
Mm-hmm. And it even goes back to, and I don't know if you've done this either, but it even goes back to how, you know, your birth certificate is not really a birth certificate.
It's 100%. Involved. Yeah.
Yeah. Being traded in maritime law as opposed to parking your vessel on, you know, on the shore. And it goes all the way back to all of that.
The doctor delivers your baby in the hospital,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So, yes.
It's amazing. You sign your kids away. You don't own your kids if you have a birth certificate. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. And the mother's name is not the mother's name. You know, it's not the mother that signs. It's like, oh my gracious me.
Yeah.
So it's a little mind, like you said, it's a little mind blowing. And so it's kind of, you're right. It's whenever you have all this going on and then you go to work during the day, you're like, you sheeple don't know really what's going on. And you have love for them and you have compassion for them. But man, if I shared everything that I know to be true, that I have a true knowledge of, you know, a lot of people are like, okay.
I don't talk. Yeah. I barely say anything when I'm out.
Exactly.
We call it normie world. When my wife and I, when one of us goes out and comes back, we're like, how is it out there? They're like, how is it out there? It's wild. But when you go to these conferences, no matter what turn, you can say anything to anybody. They're like, oh yeah, did you hear about this? You know, they're going to jump on it. Like, it's incredible. I have this device, literally, and and I don't want to say it's a medical device. I just say it's a device that makes you feel good with energy, right?
Right.
It's energy out of either. It makes you feel good. And one of the side effects is that, you know, if you have cancer, that goes away. And if you have
Right.
that goes away. You know, those
Right.
are side effects. I can't even get some people that are literally sent home to die. They're like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. All you got to do is lay on the couch and watch some TV for 20 minutes.
Right.
You know? And people are so stuck in normie world, they will fight to the death. And that's their death. It's incredible. It's so incredible. It blows my mind.
And they won't do the research. I mean, even if you give them the last name of Rife, even if you give them that name, they won't go research it.
Right.
You're like, but why? But why?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm with you. I totally understand what you're saying. So in go ahead.
No, no. I was gonna say, if you can imagine it, it can exist. And if you can't imagine it, it also exists. You just haven't imagined it yet.
True.
Everything there's everything beyond your wildest imagination exists. It's amazing.
It's true. And everything that is happening at this instant is happening, and then now it's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, my cat left that. So when you're moving forward, really, there's no rearview mirror. The past is gone. It's done. You're living in the now.
You know, the first book of my truth journey was The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle.
Well, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. And when I've been with my wife Paige for 20 years. We met at a Halloween party, and we were both at the exact same stage of our life, you know, what we were going through, and we were both reading The Power of Now. I was like, "Whoa, that was crazy!"
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's a little bit of a divine intervention, I would say.
Oh,
some source intervention.
It's nonstop. It's nonstop. If you allow, you know, I'm not a coincidence theorist, but if you allow stuff to manifest in your life, it happens, and it's happening faster and faster and faster. You have to be careful. We're lucky. We have a buffer. You think of something, and then it takes some time before it manifests. Well, that buffer is going away. The energy is shifting, right? The world, the apocalypse is upon us. The lifting of that delayed veil, I call it the veil, the veil that makes things take time. Now, think of something, and it happens right away. It just literally happens faster and faster and faster. So you need to get control of your thoughts, because
very good.
Because you're going to end up killing yourself. You know?
Yes. And in your thoughts, if you want to, well, I believe we're on the ascension process, on the path. And so, in this ascension process, you are the one that is going within to take yourself to those higher dimensions. And in doing that, you have got to watch, you know, you've got to, you know, command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head. And I even say, dissolve them into my heart. So let's, you've got to be thinking from your heart center, not your head center, because that is where they get you. You have got to be working from your heart center.
They don't want you to understand the power of your mind. They tell you that you only use 10% of your brain and 10% of DNA. And, you know, they tell you all this nonsense, and then it becomes your reality. If you think if you think you can't do it, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. And
right.
they want you, you know, that's why they make horror films, and that's why they make the horror news, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch the news. It gives you cancer, right? Don't watch the news.
Right.
And, you know, like you turn on, like I'll turn on the news, I don't know, once a year for like 20 seconds. And I'm like, oh, that's why I don't never turn this on. It's so stupid. Everything on it is just so stupid. Have you looked at the nuclear bomb hoax?
Oh, don't, my goodness.
Don't take away my nuclear bombs, right? People fling, don't take away my ball. Don't take away my nuclear bombs, right? Don't, you know, it's like, get out of here. And if you're unsure of that, go to flatearthdave.com. Scroll down near the bottom. I think there's a banner. It's got a whole bunch of nuclear bomb explosions on it. Listen to the podcast. Matter of fact, it's a string of podcasts by Crow 777, 2 hours in Crow, Crow 777 Radio. And listen, he did the work for you. He did it for you. Nuclear bombs don't exist. What about Hiroshima, Nagasaki? You know what? Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Everyone was back to work 3 days later. The trains are running. The flower shops were opened, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a nuclear bomb. It's all nonsense. It's all fear. False evidence appearing real. Fear. AR.
You're right. There's a lot of everything that we're experiencing with the five families and the programming and the MK Ultra and, you know, the Project Monarch and everything that's going on with the Hollywood scene, trying to be a little careful. But yeah. All of that that's going on, it's fear-based. It's fear-driven to keep us farm animals on the farm. And so in doing that, sorry, my little kitten came in. In doing that, we as farm animals are programmed to not, as you say, want to go on the other side of the fence. And so if anything from this show today with you, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on, by the way. It has been so fun. But if there's anything that we can do from this show to get it out to the masses, it is you have got to think about getting to the other side of the fence. You have got to start. What is that dream? What is that that makes you excited about getting up in the day? And what is that that drives you? And work through that heart center. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Finish your point. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so going through your heart center, you're going through your heart center, but you're taking your thoughts and you're putting them through your heart center and you're making your decisions through your heart center. And so don't let them get in your mind and make you think what they think. You think what you think. Go, Dave. You got it.
I forgot what I was going to say. The only thing, you know, the only true statement a president ever made was Roosevelt, the only thing to fear is fear itself. That's how they get you. It's only when you're in fear, because we have free will. We have to agree to everything that they do to us. Like the climate trails in the sky, we'll call them climate trails for a new word. they tell us that they're doing it. They told us about 9/11. They told us what they were doing. They told us about Sandy Hook. They told us about Boston. They announced it at the marathon, right?
Yep.
They tell us everything. And if we're too stupid to say, no, I'm not buying that. I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. Right. And we do have that right. But so in my podcast, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, it was a pretty big podcast out of New York. We're looking into everything. And I had a thing called Exposing the Big Three, because the three of the things that I researched the most was 9/11, the Boston Marathon, and the school that sounds like a beach in Connecticut. I don't want to say it because I'm going to put this on YouTube eventually. And and they're all so clearly not what we were told. So clearly.
Oh.
And so I have tons of stuff on that. And so I would wake people up to that. I called it Exposing the Big Three, because once you wake up to that, now you're going to see everything. That's what I thought. But people will see that and then they go right back to sleep. They're like, oh, you know, well, that administration's gone, a different president now, you know, oh, you know, that governor's gone and he's not in charge of the school security and blah, 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 blah. Right. And so when Flat Earth came around, that was the third year of the podcast. I was like, I don't want to mention it because I will lose all our listeners, which is the first time I had that thought. I'm like, then like a week later, I'm like, I got to mention this. Right. And it became part of the show. And then after a year, the show kind of blew up because people couldn't handle it. And that's when I started the Flat Earth podcast. There was no podcast. There was a lot of YouTube videos, but no podcast. And that went super viral. And so I realized that this is the topic that will free us all, right?
Yeah.
They steer your mind with the news, which is an acronym for Northeast, West, South, right? And so we have to understand the power of our words, the power of our thoughts. We don't want to watch their nonsense, their programming. Now, listen, I'll watch a specific show on Netflix just to decode it. And I think that, you know, if you're going in for the purpose of decoding, that's conscious watching. But unconsciously watching this nonsense programs you to be part of their slave system. It's amazing, you know, all the problems that people are having medically. It's because of the way you're thinking. And, you know, you're watching these commercials, you're going to the store, you're buying garbage, you're eating garbage, you're having garbage thoughts. I think that your body, we don't have an immune system. We have a wellness system. We have a body that only wants to be well. And it does all the things necessary if you give it the right thoughts, the right energy, and that's that, you know?
Agreed. And good water. Yeah, I agree. I think whatever you were saying, that people are, you know, they'll listen and they'll be like, oh yeah, but now it's a new administration. And then they just kind of fall back into the old pattern. I think a lot of that also has to do with our financial system and the programming of how we are given just enough to get along and just enough to, you know, feel comfortable. And then, well, if I do that, then I might not, I couldn't afford that. And I kind of like my cushy life. And it's one of the biggest traps we have.
You know, like, hey, I get 2 weeks off paid every year. You know, I get that's ridiculous. It's so stupid. I tweeted, I retweeted, someone made a great video, and it was these kids that graduated college, 3-4 buddies, whatever. And this guy comes up to one of them and goes, hey, you want to make $50? And he's like, sure, I'll make $50. Right. And he goes, just stand here in this square. So it was out like in front of a big building, and there was a square, but you know, a square, there was like a pavement driveway or place. And it was a square about 4 feet by 4 feet. And he goes, just stand here until 5 o'clock. He's like, really? He goes, yep, $50. End of the day, gives him his $50. Next day, he goes, you want to do it again? He's like, sure. And he does it. And then his friends come by one day and go, hey, you want to go skateboarding? They got their skateboarding. He goes, no, I got to work, man. He goes, like, work? What are you doing? He goes, I'm working. I'm working. And so they go and they go skateboarding. And then the guy, some time flashes by, and the boss comes up to him again. He goes, hey, we got a promotion for you. And he walks them all the way across to another square on the other side of the area. And he goes, this is your new square. And he goes, you're going to get a 30% raise. He's like, all right. And he goes, look, I can see the bridge from here. He's like in a city, and they can see like the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever. He's like, this is fantastic. And so he stays there. He gets his 30% more. And then the next thing you know, he's gray and he's old. And he goes, all right, it's time for you to retire. He's like, oh, great. I got my money. I'm retired. And he goes over and he sees some kids with a skateboard, and he buys a skateboard off of them, and he jumps on a skateboard and he falls and breaks his shoulder. It's the end of the video. And it's just like how corporate jobs are literally just mind traps for you to wait for. But people say, we need money. We need money. Well, that's another belief system, right? We didn't used to need money. We used to trade. We used to do all sorts of stuff. And here's the thing. If you learn to make something and then trade it, and not for money, trade it for something else, the energy is so healing. It's so amazing. It's so bonding. Like I make hot sauce every year. I make like 300 bottles, and I will not sell it. I'll only trade it or give it away. It's the greatest thing ever. It's the greatest.
Okay. You are preaching me happy here right now, because I have a project, and it's called Creative Co-op. And I do not want to have any monetary energy exchange. It is a barter co-op that is what makes me happy. And it's like, okay, well, you have eggs and she has squash and you each need it or whatever. Yeah. And that's my future. That's where I'm going. And I want to help others do that and connect people that, you know, if you want to trade puka shells for your money, that's fine. That's fine with me. But no green pyramid stuff is going to be used in this creative co-op. So keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm just checking.
Also, just to be 100% clear, I have like some people like, Dave, I need some, you know, I need 5 bottles or something. So I'll sell it to them for my costs and we'll trade something else. And so it's just an energy exchange, and it's fantastic. And it just leads to all sorts of good things.
Yeah,
I'd
so agree.
I remember what I was gonna say before. The government, you know, they have their rules, you got everything. If everybody listened to this podcast, let's say this one's super viral and all 3 billion people of the earth, only 3 billion or less, heard it, and they go, you know what, Dave's right, governments are nonsense, I'm no longer going to pay attention to the government. Government has zero power. Their power and the power of money is just a belief system. I can give you $100 and you can give me some stuff for that $100 only if you believe that $100 is worth something.
Right.
So your stuff is worth something, right? Because I got some things that I can use. But what are you going to do with that $100 bill?
Right? Fire starter.
You have to believe that it has value. So it's all a belief system. And it's the same with the government. It's the same with taxes. It's the same with everything. Wait a minute, if I don't pay my taxes, right? You have to understand the system that you're in. And,
yes.
you know, it,
yes.
here I'll kind of wrap it up with this.
Mm-hmm.
A girl named Lauren Nina in the UK did this great video. It's in the Why the Lie section on the Frequently Asked Questions page of my app. And it says, he who builds it owns it. So when they teach you, you live on a spinning ball, which is the satanic model. It's not God's world. And they give you a birth certificate and they give you their fake Monopoly money, which is actually the same color as Monopoly money. If you look at your money, it has the same color scheme. You now are playing in their system so they can make up any rules, AKA laws, because they're not allowed to make laws on God's world. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can only have suggestions, right? Or whatever you want to call it, but there's no laws, there's no mandates, there's nothing. So if they get you off of nature, off of the flat earth, onto their ball earth, it's theirs. They can make the rules. If you play on their ball field, you have to play by their ball field rules. And their ball field rules include the fiat currency and everything else. But if you get off of their ball field, you can do all amazing things.
Very, very true. And there are ways to get off of that ball field. And I'm sure there are videos and stuff on your website that will help them. Why don't you give us your website again on how to find your videos?
The Flat Earth stuff is all on flatearthdave.com. I highly recommend getting the app. The app's $3. You get everything except if you want to do the profiles or send outgoing messages or create meetups or use the matchmaker, you have to subscribe and it's ready. It's $11 a year. Very easy.
Wow.
Yeah, $11 a year. It's super easy.
I don't know about that. That sounds pretty steep, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. And if you refer the app to 11 people, you can get the year subscription for free. And a lot of people, they'll sign up for a year, then they end up telling so many people about it that they get points. And when their subscription's up, they're like, all right, just use my points. And bam, and they renew. It's
that's
super,
awesome.
Super. Anyone you show, like you're showing images on the app to people, you're sending them the flashcards or everything. They're all like, where do I get this app? You know, like right here and use my referral code and bam, you get 11 points in a week. It's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really good.
So,
well, I really have enjoyed this, but leave us with one thing that you would want people to ponder to be able to possibly help them cross over to the other side.
I will, but I don't know if I said my website is flatearthdave.com. That's for the flat earth stuff. But if you want to find out about all of the other things, including the, let's just say if someone that participated in a fake assassination attempt, all at stoplookthink.com. Stoplookthink.com. All of the information is there to spend a couple months there.
Love it.
Stoplookthink.com. Everything that you want is there. And so the one thing I would say is don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything. Verify everything and use your God-given common sense and stop believing nonsense. If it doesn't smell right, if it doesn't seem right, if you can't figure it out, it's not because you're stupid. It's because it's stupid. Right? The globe is so convoluted and stupid, you can't figure it out. Not because you're stupid, because it's stupid.
That's really good. It has been a joy having you on today. I love your energy. I love your wisdom. I love your wit. I wish I had seen you at your comedy show in New York City. I think it would have been hilarious.
The episodes were amazing. Unfortunately, it was me and my buddy Tim, tooth tellers. Then Mike, the comedian, tried to turn everything into a fart joke. And so it was a real conspiracy podcast with a lot of humor in it. You know, and I love humor in life. Humor is good. But Mike is becoming a up and rising comedy star that wants to get signed by whatever big network. And he took down all the episodes because he's afraid with all the stuff we talked about, he would get blacklisted. So he took them all down. That's kind of funny, kind of pissed off, but it's also kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, actually, because, you know,
yeah.
It happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for being on Whiplash Talk. I know my listeners are going to eat this up and just love this. I really encourage them to go check out that app. I've looked at it on the website and just have not pulled the trigger because I also have that day job that keeps me quite busy. But I do plan to get the app because there's so much on that. And the Stop, Look, Think sounds amazing.
Stop, Look, Think will blow your mind. Yeah. Look, you know, everything's there. I just scroll down and look at the main bars there, but there's also drop down menus with even other stuff. Everything is there. It's mind blowing. So what was I going to say? Check out that stuff. Don't believe anything I say and verify everything and find out that once you understand where you live and take back your power, they don't have any power over you. And if anyone knows any other podcasts or runs a podcast that would like to interview me, go to my website, say there's a book Flat Earth Dave banner, fill out your information there, and we can talk.
I love it. Love it. And same with me. If anybody ever wants to get sunshine from Whiplash Talk on your podcast to talk about what we've talked about today, I'm in. I'm not the Flat Earth Dave guy, but I do have a lot of other knowledge about other things.
One final thought. It's a weird final thought to end the show on. Now, you mentioned adrenochrome, right? We all know about adrenochrome. Something brought this up the other day. You know, I thought of this because you said you have a kitty that walks in the room. My cat loves going out and hunting, right? When he catches a chipmunk or a mouse or something, he tortures the crap out of it, throws it in the air, lets it go, catches again, lets it go, catches again. Before he eats it.
Gee, I wonder why.
You think it's the same reason?
I would think so. I mean, you would think that the energy that from the fear that courses through. Yeah, like we have talked about it already.
He's doing that to get a buzz, to get that's some evil stuff.
That's probably where they learned it from.
Maybe. Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it interesting?
That's all interesting. All right. Well, thank you for having me on, Sunshine. It's been a blast. I love talking about this stuff. And everybody, flatearthdave.com. Make sure you sign up for my socials. Follow me there. There's tons and tons of information on the app. I encourage people to get it.
Love it. Thank you so much, Dave. And for everybody else that's listening, it is bbsradio.com/whiplashtalk. I am Sunshine. I am so thrilled to have brought this show to you all today. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and we will catch you in 2 weeks on bbsradio.com. Bye for now. Bye.